Hello and welcome to the Creative Consciousness Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are your hosts, Sam and Cabrini Greco, coming to you live from beautiful planet Earth. Throughout our conversation, we will be covering topics such as spirituality, global consciousness, metaphysics, and where you think we're truly headed. We have a great show to share with you today, so bookmark us and receive reminders. And you can visit our website at alltruenatural.com. Well, hello and welcome to our Creative Consciousness Radio Show. Check out our Bridging the Gap Spiritual Festival in Las Cruces, New Mexico at alltruenatural.com. There will be speakers, dancers, musicians, vendors. I'm Sam Greco, here with my lovely wife Cabrini, who will interview our guests on today's show. Hi Cabrini, the mic is all yours.
Well, thank you Sam for that lovely introduction. Welcome everyone to Creative Consciousness Radio Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Wherever you are on planet Earth, we are so thrilled that you are with us this evening. We'd like to give a big shout out to those of you that are in our chat room. Thank you so much for being with us and holding this space. We set forth the intention of this show to support those individuals that are living spiritually purposed lives. And this evening, if you can please join with us in welcoming our guest, Alina Lieberman, to our Creative Consciousness Show. Alina has appeared on national and local broadcast media throughout North and South America for 25 years. She has personally taught and mentored several generations of teachers through her Akashic Record classes. Since that time, a number of authors and institutes have developed from the early classes she taught throughout the USA, Argentina, and Caraco. She is a founding partner of the Akashic Records Consultant International, LLC. Alina is also an author. She has written a book called The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation, as received through the Akashic Records. She reveals through her loving mastery of spirit how you can actualize the divine force of your full potential. When everything you manifest draws from your authentic adoration and grace, that is the ultimate transmission of your life, and you are aware of this orchestration physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually. You are totally in abundance. And that's a quote right direct from Alina Lieberman. Well, and also you can visit her website at www.dynamicmanifestation.com. And there's more information on how to contact her there on our show page on Blog Talk Radio. Well, thank you. This is going to be a great show. Welcome, Alina. Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm just wonderful, and I am absolutely thrilled to be here talking to you this evening and to talk to our audience. So many people are on a journey of tremendous expansion and realization, and it's thrilling to be part of it all at this time. We're kicking up a lot of different energy, you might say.
Well, let's get right to it, Alina. Maybe you can share with us a little bit, and to our audience that's listening right now, what are the Akashic Records? Can you give us a breakdown exactly what is the Akashic Records?
You know, recently they've revealed all different things. When I first started 25 years ago, there were not nearly the number of books about the Akashic Records that there are today. But basically, the Akashic Records have been called the archive of all being. And there's a really famous older quotation that the Theosophical Society used in the introduction to the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ by Levy, which was an acronym. And in that, it states that this Akasha is of such exquisite fineness that even an ether anywhere in the cosmos registers an indelible impression in it. So you're talking about an extremely subtle, fine frequency field that is in being. And as time has gone by, you get such physicists as Erwin Laszlo, who identifies it as the mother field or the field of oneness. So that's how subtle it is. The actual word Akasha is the primary substance where spirit infuses into matter. And the Akashic record contains all the expressions of that creation. So we're really looking at something that is holographic, essence level. In other words, very, very subtle, nuanced level.
Wow.
So that's the Akashic record. Now, when we talk about the Akashic record of an individual, it's a little bit different. And that's the area that I work in primarily for my calling on a daily basis. The Akashic record of a person is the inscription in this field of essence of every level of that particular soul. So in one sense, what has commonly been said about it is that every thought, word, action, deed is vibrationally etched into that field, which began when that soul individuated from the one or the source or the God level. When we access the Akashic record of a particular soul, we're focusing into this very vast field to bring some awareness or information to assist the person in gaining clarity for their personal development. And what's very important about this is that we use questions. We don't sit and say, okay, this is what your Akashic records say. We don't work it that way because it's the question that focuses the spiritual wisdom that your soul is seeking. You ask a question, you get an answer. That's a very old form of seeker and journeying. So in the lineage I represent, we use a sacred prayer as key to open and connect to the Akashic record of that person. Or if we're looking for ourselves, we'll use it for ourselves. We ask the question, which focuses the intention in this vast field, which is very holographic. It's not linear. It's not going to be this happened first and this happened, because that's flat. That's not interdimensional. It's much more, everything that's related to that question is going to be brought forward from all of the levels. And the way we receive that information is through different ways. In other words, it may be we hear, we see, we feel. There's a sense of living this particular bit of information that is being brought forward. And what it brings forward as the information unfolds is a sense of deep compassion and respect for the life of the person, seeking understanding. That quality of energy then moves into the heart. And so there's a knowing that's very deep, very connective. So we're holding the energy in the heart, and in order to access the records, what's happening is that our crown chakra has expanded into the spiritual connection. The information comes through the crown chakra, and we're seated in the deep level of heart in stillness, and from that the energy is anchored down through the body, so we hold the connection. And basically, that is how we're able to receive. So we sit and stand in a pillar of light, we hold still, and we become filled with reverence and grace. And very frequently, the person giving the record, giving the reading, will have more of an engrossment or respect sometimes than even the person receiving it, because they're feeling this coming through, and then you're guided as to how to communicate your reception to the other person.
Wow, that is just so fascinating. I can imagine,
so, you know,
this dialogue that you're talking about, Alina, is this a dialogue that you're going into your stillness with and asking a particular question that maybe perhaps the person that you're reading is asking? Is that how it's done?
Yeah.
Okay, and let me ask you another question. Around this actual reading that takes place, how is this any different than a psychic reading?
There are some differences, and one of them is is a simple difference. The Akashic Record work is about growth and development and the enrichment of your journey. Growth, development, and the enrichment of your journey. It is a way of finding the truth within your heart and spirit. That's where the focus is. That's where we're holding. And if we can move more deeply into that, we are able to get a rich truth which is leading you home to your authentic spirit, your real home, your spiritual home. That's the focus of the Akashic Record consultation. Now, there are psychics who read the Akashic Records, but it's not about a prediction of what's going to happen next. It's more about what you need to know about your authentic spiritual nature and to move into it and to view yourself in all the arenas of your life. Your relationships is always a big one. Your natural gifts, what you truly feel. The pure, authentic self, the inscription in your soul, we call it your authentic pattern, the pattern that comes from the divine. And that's where we're holding for this type of consultation.
Could you say that this imprint that you're holding of the divine, that you're speaking of, would be very similar to what some people may call a gift, you know, being gifted in some respect?
It is definitely a gift. There are different ways of looking at that. Many times the area which seems the most challenging is really there to bring out your authentic gift.
Yes.
And it has an overlay, which overlays are taken on either past life or early in this life or from ancestry or the way we're brought up in an effort to get love or to empath. And often they are not the pure, deepest route, the most open route to get the divine love. So in an effort to get the loving, we may take on patterns of control. That's a big one. We can take on illnesses. We can take on various things that are not the authentic, pure path. Once we open the floodgates of the heart to embrace the grace that we truly come in with, we're able to see the gift. If the gift is what our journey is, a gift of what, sometimes it's why we realize why something happened. And it may be that you simply tell the person, this is what happened. And then there is a realization in the person receiving it why it happened. It's like they get it. And the person giving the consultation may not fully know that's what they're saying. So these are areas of gifts. There's always a lot more gifts than the person realizes. Sometimes they come into consultations and say, oh, I can hear tell me the worst. I'm ready for it. Tell me what's going on. I can face it. And there's nothing like that in the consultation, because the consultation is containing a genuine divine ray which will elevate the person and bring them home to their pure, authentic self. And it is not a struggle. It's a release and an elevation. It's an ascension process. It's reclaiming that which they came here to do with their true identity.
So when someone does have a consultation, Alina, what kind of questions? Do you see people asking specific questions, or what kind of questions would you go into that part of you and ask?
The questions, first of all, the most significant thing about asking questions is that they be real heartfelt questions about circumstances in your life right now. Where there will be more shallow answers is if they're test questions or yes and no questions. Once really a person comes in and says, this is what's happening to me, and I need more information because I don't understand, I can't make a decision,
that's where we begin
to really get in touch with what's happening from the soul into the personality or into the ego level and how we're handling that energy. Frequent questions are about relationships. That's always a big one. It can be about health. It can be about dreams. It can be about what's been happening on the path. It can be about life events. Usually life events will lead to underlying feelings. What's the real feeling behind these outer manifestations? So those are the questions, things that are really felt deep in your heart that you feel the time has come to address, and that's what we work on in the Akashic Records.
Well, we're listening to Alina Lieberman. Alina has written a book, and it's The Principles of Dynamic Manifestations as Received Through the Akashic Records. Can you tell us about this book? Alina, I think this is brilliant. I just love that you got the information through the Akashic Records. That's just great.
The book came to me through the Akashic Records. The book is not about the Akashic Records. There are books out now about the Akashic Records. But it came to me through the Akashic Records. And it came at a funny time. What actually happened is I lived in a northern apartment, and I was doing laundry in the basement. And you had to go down about 4 flights of stairs with your laundry into the basement. And then I had to drag the laundry up about 4 flights of stairs on the outside. And suddenly, it was as if I was walking up the stairs and I was filled with gratitude, which seemed to have nothing to do with what I was doing. But often life is like that. And a voice came to me and said, "You're whole." It was like a hole inside of me filled up with gratitude to be alive. And this book started first coming in. I was totally overwhelmed, or it was almost like an obsession, with gratitude. I literally took a pen, every surface in the apartment that had paper, anything I could write on, I started to express gratitude. And from this, the book emerged that what we've seen frequently in life are specialized areas about how to make the most out of the money you have, how to make money, how to be physically fit, how to be spiritual, what is your spiritual journey. And what was started to happen is that all of the compartments no longer held any weight to me. And I realized that when there was this deep sense of the heart opening and adoration and grace, that all of those previous areas were pathways to express different creations of the same thing, which was wholeness, God's divine presence, or an understanding that this there is a heart within a heart. And this term, inner God, came forward, and the supernal heart, that there is an expression of the infinite divinity that is way beyond the self. This is within us. And that if we access this and begin to know it, it simply creates all of these reflections from this deep inner wellspring. And that was what the book was about. There are examples, there are little vignettes, that when there is this adoration and grace, then every level of it suddenly is flooded with abundance, with dynamic manifestation. just as surely as the ocean washes to shore with a force. It's like the ocean has a breath, and that's the tide. And as it washes to shore, that any moment this can wash ashore, and you can have a realization of the tremendous dynamics involved in realization, and not only that, the joy and the creativity in every single expression, like mirrors of the divine all around you, that everything was a mirror of the divine all around you, and you help create it. The more you manifest, the more glorious it becomes. So that was really how the book was born. And then there were examples that had been sort of there leading up to it that were incorporated. And then certain, the vignettes in the book are actually composites of clients and myself. There are three of them. But how, when there's inner movement, the outer world begins to shift. And when something is set into action with sacred energy, then the outer world completely changes, completely. So it's about wholeness. It's about oneness.
I just love that.
Yes.
Well, I just love what you just said. When the inner world changes, the outer world changes dramatically.
Yes.
That is so profound, Alina, because, you know, I'm in agreement with what you're saying. It really is about what we're experiencing inside and what we behold and how we view it. When it comes out through us, you know, who we are, and we look through the world, we're looking through everything that we are. And when you're
yes.
really in that state of love that you're talking about, in that wholeness of God, boy, it's the magnificence is just overpouring, isn't it?
Yes, it's overpouring. It is like you are present with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Yes, and it's
beautiful.
Glorious. The words do not describe when we have glimpses of that height and that level. And there are harmonics that go on. Part of what I talk about in the book is that we can say there's just energy, which is true, but it has a vocabulary, and it's not only about attraction. We orchestrate. We orchestrate by the thought waves we send out, by the feelings we have. And they are, we can feel those and we can see them. We can put our hands next, not touching a physical person, but next to their mind, and we'll feel the waves. We'll feel distinct waves, a whole vocabulary of waves that are just going out endlessly. And those are harmonizing like a beautiful symphony with others. And that is how you are uniting with the people that you're meant to unite with, or those who are going to reflect other things about you. And it happens all the time. So suddenly you realize that you have a choice. You can be a co-creator and actually ascend using vibration that causes ascension, or you can make choices that hold you back and lower and create more density, the more density of the vibration, which are things like blame, anger, or you can have revelation, joy, creativity, illumination. Emergence is a good word. You can have all of those things as you portray them and orchestrate them internally by your choices with the divine inside of you.
So when you talk about frequencies, you know, that we all have some, you know, a vibration,
mm-hmm.
what are some ways, Alina, for those individuals that are listening right now, how can they elevate their frequency? And what do you see as the benefit for this?
When we talk about elevating frequency, one thing that comes to mind, or a couple things that are significant, is that when we read ancient texts, one thing they have in common is that the world is created through light frequency and also something that collectively can be called the divine sound current. So if you look at various religions, if you look at mantras, if you look at toning, sacred letters, what happens with that is all of the sound current is used to create worlds. So you have a choice. If you use these sound currents in a way to manifest, you begin to set in motion the creation of an elevated world for yourself and others. One way to do this that was brought to my awareness was something I call declarations, and I call them the scripts of creation. Declarations are utterances, sentences, scripts that you say out loud. And in them, you begin to create a reality of elevation. But what's mixed in with it is gratitude. Gratitude is a filled heart and a heart that opens and grows so it can be even more filled while it's giving. So it's being filled and giving at the same time. So as you have your declarations, as my life is filled this way, I see this, I praise this, I'm just filled with gratitude, oh, I see this. As you build that, you begin to manifest an expanded reality. And that is one of the ways of the dynamic manifestation. Using myself as an example, I actually wrote the book, I think it's about 4 years ago. One of the strongest visions I talked about was looking out at the ocean and then turning and seeing where I lived. That was the opening line. That's something I want. And I was filled with the waves. I was filled with the sun. And that's one of the first things that manifested for me here in Palm Beach. Because it was filled with the presence of the divine, readily available and embraced by me.
Environment really does support, you know, it can either support you or not. Either you're there for, you know, to give into the environment, or the environment is already in harmony with you. And it sounds like that's what you're saying down there in Palm Beach.
Yes, yes. And so the environment became part of the divine mission. What's interesting is it really is on all levels of what I was concerned about, which is it's filled with, most of the time, it's filled with tremendous light. You can watch the sun come up and sparkle across the water, which I use in meditation. You can see the water is very warm. There's a definite pulse to it. So it began to be a parable for the presence of the divine, or the way the divine spoke to me.
Yes.
In a way that was right for my soul. But every person has it in a different way.
So you're saying that, if I'm hearing you correctly, you know, some of the ways to elevate your frequency is to have a doctrine, to have almost like a mantra that you speak in language to yourself. Is that
yes.
what I'm hearing?
Yes, but it's filled with love and gratitude.
Yes.
So the doctrine is a doctrine of love and gratitude and an open heart. So that's the doctrine or the script or the format that you use. Now it can change. It's not like a frozen doctrine. You can change it as things develop.
I really like the idea that you're using thoughts from the mind and then you're in the experience of love within the heart and how that connection of the whole being really happens. It already is. You know, a lot of people feel kind of separated somehow from their heart or their mind, you know. But when you really have that conscious focus that you're talking about, where the mind and the heart connect, yeah, I can see how the magnetics can work, you know, in the world around us. You know, how we can work with the energy of magnetics that exists, you know, even in what we can't see. Isn't that true?
That's absolutely true. Going back to the work in the records, one of the things in questions that we work on that's related to what you're talking about is many times the mind or the ego will dominate and the depth of the heart is held in second place. When I say the depth of the heart, there's a sentimental layer to the heart, but then in that, in a deeper place, is the divine heart, which is the heart of deep truth and compassion and grace. So once we access that level, what happens is the mind, there's a switch in priority. So the compassion, the divine compassion at the core of the supernal heart steps forward, and we use our mind to support that coming out into our everyday world. In other words, it's one, they reverse positions. And part of manifestation is to understand that the mind will shine when the deeper truth is realized in the heart. So there's a surrender involved. We're not trying to control our deepest feelings. We're allowing and permitting the deepest feelings to step forward with love so that they can be a guiding light to our unfoldment, our journey, and bringing that love home here in this world.
Well, that is absolutely beautiful. I don't know about anybody else, but I am totally in a bliss state just listening to what you're saying, because it is truth, as you say, in the deepest part of our hearts. You know, if you're sitting there with a smile on your face, so you're really allowing yourself to bliss out, you know, that's the divine heart, because, you know, that experience of love that's in every one of us. Very powerful, what you're sharing today, Alina.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Now, you know, one of the areas where this gets kind of covered all up, buried, is when you talk about money. When you talk about money, very frequently, people will say, yeah, but, you know, all well and good, but, you know, honey, you can't earn a living like that. You really have to look at, let's be real. Well, that was the old terminology, hey, man, get real.
Yeah.
And it's not real. So when I was receiving about money for the book, an exercise, there are little processes in the book, and one thing that came forward was to place money next to a sacred object, like one you would have on an altar, such as a cross, a prayer book, a Bible, anything that you would hold sacred. Put the money up there too, because that's another expression of it. So when I was writing that up, someone said to me, oh, you've got to be kidding. It sounds like you're telling people to worship money. And I said, no, I'm not. No, that's not what's happening here. What we're doing is restoring the position of money, which, incidentally, gold was given to mankind to be sacred in a sacred setting. So what we're doing is elevating it through the heart's awareness back to its sacred setting, and letting it reflect sacred intention. So one thing that came forward to talk about this evening was something written in the book, which is, when the presence of financial wealth is a significant part of the love of being in creation, the money actually conveys the energy of great blessing within and around us, internally and externally. We share it from a heartfelt place with others and bless our lives with it for ourselves, exactly as we do with the inner voice of the higher love that comes from the inner God. The financial wealth is another true path for the radiance of God. So if we have sacred objects, let it become a sacred object that is showing the love of God. When it transfers to us or we give it to someone, it is with deep gratitude that we're allowed to harmonize and create something very sacred. Sacred and adored life flowing from blessing. So what I wrote about that was when the authentic concerns come from an inner sense of sacred and adored life flowing from blessing, the powerful sphere of radiance from financial wealth sets into motion harmonic waves that propel life into new heights of joy, creativity, and reward. When that's not there, it frequently shows up. The person may be financially very wealthy, but it'll show up in fragments, particularly in fragmented relationships. Because the relationship with the money is very scattered, it's fragmented, and it's held down into a compartment. The person may be brilliant with money, but it's in a certain place, and it's held in an artificial position.
Yes.
When those walls are melted, and it's coming from a deep flow within, everything will benefit. The relationships will benefit, the flow will benefit, and the money will radiate out to do tremendously blessed things in this world. So that was some of the section on money, and then there are some exercises that can be done around that.
Wow, that's just very profound as well, Alina. I hope everybody's getting this and really tuning in tonight, because this is just tremendous information that Alina's bringing forth. You know, the truth of what you're speaking, I really resonate with that adornation of God's creation. And having that resonance with it and really being in gratitude about it. And, it could be a canvas. It could be, even like the piece of the dollar bill, let's say. You know, it was a tree at one point. You know, there's so much to be grateful for when it comes to money. And money is an expression of the divine. And I love how you placed it, in the highest realm that it can be. And the truth, I know for myself, it's really about giving. The love of money is really about sharing the wealth. And it's really about giving it away. It is God, in paper form. It's another expression of God in paper form. Everything that we see, right, in this holographic universe is an expression of God. Wouldn't you say, Lena?
When we deal with such a tremendously refined expression, when we come from these very deep inner places, the deeper we can go, the more we become each other's beloved. There's a model of us being beloved to the vaster God and us loving God. So there are aspects that we're giving. You mentioned gifts. It's a constant gifting. When you're very fully present in the moment, as you mentioned a few weeks ago that you had someone on who was talking about the moment.
Yes.
And in each moment, we have the essence of God. So when we're dealing with our own essence and how to identify it and where it's been and how we can create with it, we begin to find ways where there can be a dynamic flow, just like you're talking about, of giving of money. But what happens with that flow is you're always filled. It's simultaneous.
Yes.
And this brings up another statement that came forward in the book, and it has to do with the sense of the Savior. When we begin to see the adoration, the grace within, of being given the essence of life within us, what happens is we realize that there's no boundary on it. And when we look within, as we realize this, we have a sense that within us, if this could be an awareness all the time, we would be accessing the Savior level of self, that the self would then be unbounded, that there would be this profound understanding. And when we access that, we allow ourselves, we let go enough to see the Savior in the other. So the Savior self then gets reflected all around us from within and without. So we look at the other and suddenly see this level in deep love and recognition in the other as it is, it's initiated in ourselves. Once we initiate it in ourselves, it is there permanently and flowing through all there is, all around us. And suddenly the vision is really transformed. And that is the state of the Savior recognition, the return of the Savior, so to speak.
I just love that terminology. That really, also, I really resonate with that, the Savior. That is so beautiful, Alina. Is that something that came to you through your visits with the Akashic Records? Is that understanding of the Savior?
Yes, it came through the Akashic Records for me, and it is discussed. It is discussed in the book. I do mention it in the book that the Savior, once we recognize in the self and the other at the same time, then it will be. It will be so. It's a simultaneous recognition that there's no place that the Savior is not.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Well, folks, we're listening to Alina Lieberman. She is an author of The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation, The Akashic Records. You can go on her website and purchase her book at dynamicmanifestations.com. We do have her email listed as well. She would love to hear from you and connect with you. She's got a lot of things going on down there in Palm Beach. I think you have some classes coming up, right? Isn't that true, Alina?
I have a level 3 class coming up shortly in June. It's 7 and 8. I have a level 1 in Tampa coming up July 18th. And then we have Bridging the Gap coming up.
Yes, yes,
which
yes.
Which is going to be a major, a tremendous light and a terrific, terrific event. I'm very excited about it, where people will really be able to exchange their love and insights and a tremendous sharing of peace that comes forward in many different aspects. And what's beautiful about that is as deep as the union is with the divine, everybody finds their own expression with it. They're good in different, they're proficient in different ways. They share in different ways. And now the coming together is going to be just an absolutely like jewelry, bejeweled with all different types of jewels, yet they're all sparkling. They're all filled with exquisite light. And that's how I see the Bridging the Gap being.
Yeah, for those of you that are listening, Lena is talking about the Bridging the Gap spiritual festival that Sam had talked about in the beginning of the show, which is going to be held August 1st in Las Cruces, New Mexico, at Las Cruces Convention Center. We're calling forth about 350 individuals to come together in one room. Well, actually, we have two rooms and a patio. It's beautiful. We're surrounded by the Oregon Mountains, which I think is just really an enormous metaphor there, to be in the organs of the earth. And also, Las Cruces is also the home of the spaceport, which they're building, the CEO of Virgin Airlines is building there. And there's a tremendous, it's the city, the people helping people. And so we have 16 presenters, and Alina is one of those presenters. She's going to be doing a talk about the blessing of manifestation and how that affects manifestation. And also she's going to be offering a workshop at this event. This event is only an 8-hour day, and it's going to be very fluid with many people sharing, along with a lot of dance and fun and, you know, great music. Cornflower is going to be there. It's going to be great. So just I wanted to give you all, you know, an update there. You know, you can visit our website at alltruenatural.com. To purchase tickets. We are having a early bird special, and I would get them while they're still around. We are asking for volunteers to come forth as well. I don't mean to interrupt so much, but I thought it best to get it out right now. volunteers and any vendors that are carrying spiritual merchandise, that want to convey it to the community at large, you know, come and get involved with us. I think it's going to be tremendous, and we're doing them in several locations throughout North America, and this will be our first. We will be live feeding as well. Anybody that has a smartphone will be able to live feed into one form, and we're going to create a nice little video about this as well. So it's going to be a great time, Alina, and we're so thrilled that you're going to be there and you're going to be sharing more and more of your enormous experience in working in the spiritual essence of the Ashiach Records and all of the work that you've done with helping people throughout all of the world. I mean, you've been doing this for over 25 years. That's just so fascinating.
Yes, that's been an amazing adventure with the diversity of people. I don't think I ever would have been exposed to all these different kinds of people, and it was one of the reasons I loved the work so much, the diversity, all different backgrounds. It was amazing. You learn so much, not only from the records themselves, but from the people who are called to come.
Yes.
And their lives and their concerns and their experiences. Their experiences, some of them are extremely otherworldly, and some are not at all. And you're brought into their life, you're brought into their confidence, and allowed to glimpse their inner workings. So it's been a great blessing and a privilege. And when you see how the blessings work, when you see blessings, I have seen many times how blessings, when you bless someone, when people bless each other, those people are forever changed. They don't go back to how they were. They're awakened. They're accepted. They see new octaves of existence for themselves. So it's really amazing. And we never know, really, what will be said or expressed by whom, who will be the one called upon from spirit to utter the words in any moment that will transform a person's life.
Yes.
And this is the amazing quality of spirit, which is way beyond actually any doctrine. And when you get groups of diverse people, it's true that the energy is very diverse, but spirit can work with those souls in a way that no one can control or hold on to. So it's very free. It's a freeing experience where the divine can come through and do its work through the right person for the people involved, for those souls. So this is tremendous opportunity coming forward.
Yeah, and the intention. Do you think intention has anything to do with manifestation?
Intention is very important. The sense of many times when people ask or say they want something, the something is a symbol for the intention. So what manifests is what they intend.
Yes.
They get what their intention is. They receive what their intention is. And so it's very important when you create this, you sort of utter these final words and an image, that you understand what's my real intention? What am I really tuning into? What do I really want? Is it the end result, or do I really want love? Do I really want connection? Do I want divine connection? Almost everything that we do traces back to feeling a divine connection that is beyond the physical expression. So we keep looking for it as a way to go home, as a way to settle, as a way to access the core self. But once we have that connection, then, again, everything changes, and we find that we are freer to create a life that will allow us to go home. My teacher is Mary Parker. She used to use that terminology. She used to say, you can find your spiritual home right here. You don't have to go anywhere. That's the purpose of the records, right now. You can experience that level here and now. And that was an important reality that she brought forward in her teachings.
So when you talk about the Ashiach records and it not being in a linear view, but more unlimited with different or various symbols, time periods, do they, you know, is there a time period? Or is it just kind of all just there and you just kind of pull it out through your questioning?
Time periods do come, they can, if they are relevant to the true question, a time period may be given. Or you'll be given it by, you move into a scene that is showing certain things and you see that it has a time period. So that may be given if it's relevant to the person asking the questions. So in that sense, the records may be brought forward, if needed, in that linear sense at that moment. What we're looking at here is to let go of expectations. And let me give you an example. Many times when they write about the Akashic Records, they will say you're going into a library, sometimes accessed by an oracle. You step up, you step onto marble steps, and you enter into the temple. And inside of the temple are rows of great books. And a great being opens the book, and there you see your life. Now, that could happen. There are people who access the records in that manner, and there is a sense of layers of beings who are overseer consciousnesses. That's definitely true. However, it is not necessarily true. The experience is not necessarily opening a book. We are the viewers. We are human beings viewing. Therefore, it may be for the highest good to present it to us as a book being opened. So that symbol is formed for our deepening, for our awareness, for an understanding of our soul nature. It may be necessary to have a book that we look at, or a sense of a screen, a definite screen that we view, because it's necessary in the field to work with us. But there is a deeper origin that is manifesting from that place, and that is this hologram, this essence level. So it can come forward in different ways for different people, and also they're like mystery schools. There are different lineages and different schools that are brought forward of working with the Akashic Records.
Wow, that is so, so interesting. Joan, we have just about 5 minutes left here, folks. If you are really resonating with what Alina's saying, we do have a lot of people listening right now. It is a time of gathering information. Wouldn't you think, I see this trend happening. People are really taking in a lot of information these days. And I just want to give everybody an opportunity to call in. We do have a few moments here. If you have a question that you'd like to ask Alina, feel free to call in at 267-521-0151, and we'll take your call. While we're waiting, you know, just to see if anybody calls in, Alina, what would your message be to humanity?
Support the blessing in your heart to lead you through your days. The blessing that you feel in your heart is part of your mission. Allow it to be the main focus of your days and what you share with people, because that is truth. Frequently, the other types of reactivity is not truth. You learned it from someone who, in an effort for them to love you or to take on something. The actual blessing in your heart, the goodness you see in your heart, is to be believed as God's message within you. Let that blessing come forward, share it, and share it with yourself. Say it many times so that your life becomes truly a vessel or an expression of being one with the blessing of the Creator, the eternal Creator, and the Creator within you. That would be my message, to inspire people to recognize their inner divinity through blessing.
Wow, that's just so beautiful. Thank you, Alina.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is just a beautiful message today that Alina's bringing forth. You know, I really loved everything that you had to share tonight. And plus, you know, all that stability of knowledge that you have, that wisdom, you know, that you have obtained, you know, through your own individual growth, that's very apparent through your work as an author with this, you know, your book that you've written through your experiences with the Akashic Records. I think that's just very profound. And being in your heart is just, you know, it really is. And I really like this because I've noticed it lately, is this language of coming forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost as if, you know, many of us have been buried deep inside, almost separated mm-hmm. from our own conscious awareness. And like that coming forth, it's almost like the love that's within that center part of us actually does come forth into the body. Is that kind of the experience that you talk, you know, that you go through?
Absolutely. And while you were saying it, I was reminded of the fact of dancing. Dancing is an amazing form in that you can express the heart without and bring the body into the movement of the heart and dance it out and see the full power, the grace of it. And so I would say yes, this is a way of allowing this very deep place of feeling to be brought into the world in a very positive way, in the way of leading people coming together and sharing that which is the highest part of themselves, the most close to God.
Well, thank you, Alina. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight with us on Creative Consciousness Radio Show. We'll be back here on Thursday evening. Alina, we're so blessed to know you and for you to be in our life. And, you know, we thank you, for being here and sharing your magnificence with us. And we really encourage our listeners to really check out her website at dynamicmanifestation.com. Connect with her. Much love, everybody. We're just about to tune out. So you all have a good evening. And, again, Alina, thank you.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure to be on your show. God bless you.
God bless. God bless everybody.
You've been listening to Jim Wafer, Bell Drums, New Zealand, and this is a song that he had made specifically for our radio show. So check him out, Jim Wafer, W-A-F-E-R, and you can find him on Facebook or on Wix.com. We call him the Pitch Doctor. Okay, folks, have a great night. God bless.